sounds
You've
good.
Done this a time or two, huh?
Well, I've spit in many mics.
It happens. It happens.
So we're celebrating 70 from? Years. Sir?
Louisiana?
Yes, sir. Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh, man, I love Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
So we're celebrating 70 years in the business. Is that correct?
Oh, I thought you were saying you were.
No. I mean, we're going to celebrate with
Wait
you.
A minute. Somebody's
we just have
lying.
Great
Here.
Skin.
No, that's true. In my case, yes, I made my first record when I was 18.
Wow.
It was not a hit. It was a song I played for Eddie Arnold.
Okay.
My wife-to-be was a daughter of Red Foley, the great Hall of Fame singer.
Yes.
And wonderful man. And he, of course, he and Eddie Arnold were friends. And so I told my wife, Shirley, I'd written a country song, mm-hmm. and could she help me play it for Eddie Arnold?
Mm-hmm.
And so she did, and I played ukulele and played a song called I Just Can't Believe It, Dear, Until You Tell Me So. And Eddie Arnold listened to me play it and sing it. It's a nice song, son. It's not for me.
Oh.
Let me know right away. He would not be recording it. But keep writing. He says, I think you got some talent.
That's awesome.
That was from Eddie Arnold.
You have a new song coming out, though, called Grits.
Oh, I wrote this one. Yeah, Grits.
Tell us about that.
Tell us.
It came to me in a dream. Now, I mean, this sounds made up, but it's not.
Sometimes that's how it goes.
The truth.
Right.
I had a dream, and I was dreaming I had a big country hit called Grits. and I was singing it. Parts of it I was singing in my dream. And all of a sudden, you have this thought, is this a dream?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you think that, you start waking up and you come out of it. And usually, you can't remember exactly what it was.
Right.
You hate to see it go. But I remembered the first verse, grits, bestest food there is, country caviar, Tennessee foie gras.
Yes.
Grits, bestest food there is. Keep your fancy food, give me my grits.
Look. I love it.
It was not hard to create the rest of the song
right.
from that. And of course, then I make fun of all the hors d'oeuvres and all the fancy things that go on at the parties and the events. And they hand you these things, trays of things to eat. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what it is and you don't like it. And I, in my song, I say, do I want escargot? Them snails have got to go. Scrap them wiggly things, give me my grits. And then pate, what is that anyway? And the Gatlin brothers and Laura Morgan and other, Ray Stevens, they all helped me record the song. And the son of Roger Miller
mm-hmm.
did me the greatest compliment. He said, I can hear my dad writing that song.
Aww.
Grits, bestest food there is.
Yeah.
The way he played with words.
Right.
And so now we have a hit, and we just found out just an hour or two ago that, you know, it became a line dance right now. The line dancers have picked up on Grits, and it's done, 60,000?
Oh, my gosh.
60,000 performances already in less than 2 weeks.
Well, next time we see you, me and Abby are going to know that line dance.
You're going to know the line
yes,
dance?
Yes, sir.
It's made up for Grits. It's the Grits line dance.
We got it. We're going to learn it just for you.
You'll love it. I tried to learn it, but we did the video in the day. And I tried to learn it, and it's complicated.
Yeah.
And I guess all the line dances are.
These days, yeah.
And I could learn each of the four parts of it
mm-hmm.
and do that. So I'm capable of it, but then trying to string it together while the song keeps moving along like that. And I see them do it, and it's fun. And it must be fun because 60,000 people.
Absolutely.
There you go.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you talking to us, and we're going to send you with a sticker and a shot glass.
Okay. Can I put some milk in this? On the back of my bottle.
I see
this
you have
bottle.
A milk glass.
My wife it fixed this shirt up for me.
I keep forgetting
what we call this. It's not embroidery. It's a stick-on.
Is it like a patch?
Yeah,
like
patch. Why can't I remember the name patch?
Yeah.
She put the patches on it. And on the back, as you see, there's a big patch with a picture of a glass of milk.
Glass of milk.
With
the
and
stars.
So I became known in country music and in industry as the milkman.
There you go.
I mean, I've been a big milk drinker my whole life, straight from the cow.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for these souvenirs.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
And you're the prettiest interview we've had today.
Oh, I'm using that as a soundbite. Thank you.